I'm going to call this episode, Money is Time. Money is time. You know, when you hear something over and over again, you don't really hear it, right? You sort of miss what is said. However, if you take the same expression, but then invert it, sometimes you can see beyond what is common or the commonality that is obscured your understanding of the statement. What do I mean by that? If I say time is money, most people have heard it so many times that it doesn't register. Time is money, time is money, time is money. Time is money, friend, right? If I flip it, money is time, all of a sudden it changes. Now, what do I mean by that? So my cousin just started a new job and he sent a picture of himself at work and he said, I'm working hard. And I said, without thinking, it was a text message, I said, imagine working this hard, right? So he's working the night shift now for a company that keeps American time, and he's in England. And I said, imagine working this hard only to turn around and spend your money on dumb shit. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, well, money is an intermediary, right? You're essentially exchanging your life, hours of your life, for dumb shit. He was like, what do you mean? I said, okay, listen. Money is a scam. It's an intermediary that hides or obfuscates depreciation and devaluation of the value of your life, right? If I said, give me 1 hour of your life and I'll give you the sandwich, you would obviously say no, right? But if I say, here is a sandwich and this sandwich is $20, you can pull out a $20 bill that you've just earned at work. And if you make $20 an hour, that $20 bill represents an hour of your life. And you are in turn taking that hour of your life, handing it over. You're not, there's a disconnect because you're saying, oh, it's just money, but that money is your life. It's an hour of your life. The $20 represents 1 hour of your life that you spent to earn that. And that sandwich you're about to eat just costs you an hour of your life. You just spent an hour of your life on a sandwich that you're going to poop out. Pardon my French, or excuse me for being crass, but you're going to poop it out the next day. So then to take it a step further, you've eaten an hour of your life. And that hour of your life, the equivalent of that, has now just become literally a piece of shit. You have equated 1 hour of your life to a piece of shit, right? The same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is even worse, right? You work, you go out, you have a drink, and that drink costs you a 20 pounder, right? So you hand over that 20 pound note and you drink that alcohol. You're gonna go piss it out. In 20 minutes, you've literally just pissed out 1 hour of your life. That's assuming you make $20 an hour, and that's after taxes. So in order for you to actually earn that $20, you actually have to make the equivalent of $30. And then a big chunk of that is just gone away and wasted government spending, right? They spend it on wars that we don't approve. You know, you have pork, you have things that money just goes missing in the in the coffers. It's not funny. But when they say like there's billions of dollars missing, or they say that they've given all of this money to Israel, or they've given all of this money to Ukraine, or they've given all this money to countries that quote unquote hate America, that money is hours of your life that you worked to earn, that was taken, and now it's being spent not on roads, not to house the houseless, not on properly educating our children. As you can see, kids are not appropriately educated in school. A lot of people come out of schools, the public school system, not knowing much, and it's getting worse. But that is what almost a third of your life goes towards. It's being mismanaged and that's gone. But to sort of reiterate my point, if I said, give me an hour of your life, if I had a machine and I said, here I'm going to push a button, and this is going to deduct an hour of your life from the total amount of time that you're actually going to live. And I say, here's a sandwich, give me an hour of your life, and I push the button. You would be reluctant to do that because you could literally see it go down. You can't get it back directly. I mean, there's ways for you to buy back time, which I'm about to discuss. But for the most part, most people are just spending their lives. So to keep repeating it, to just drive the message in, if I walked up to you and I said, give me an hour of your life, you would obviously say no. If I said, give me an hour of your life for a sandwich, you would obviously say no. Worse is if I say, give me an hour of your life, give me that watch, I push the button, here's an hour of your life, and in return, in exchange, you get to be entertained on social media watching cat videos for 1 hour. But I'm going to push that button and I'm going to take the hour of your life and put it into towards an hour of my life. And what I would give you in exchange is an hour of funny cat videos on TikTok or Instagram. You would say no. But you see how when they put an intermediary, like a piece of paper that's fiat, that's only value is the belief we have in it, that's not backed by anything. If I come in and I say, boom, here's a piece of paper, give me an hour of your life, you don't connect. There's a disconnect, and you gladly hand it over. The piece of paper hides the transactions. You are trading hours of your life for meaningless things. I'm only talking about simple things like a sandwich. Let's not talk about the fact that there are people who will go and buy brand name, let's say a brand name purse, right? One that comes to mind is Louis Vuitton. They have laminated bags, right? Handbags, excuse me. I'm going to clear my throat. I'm recording this at like 1:12 in the morning. It's just, I was like, I need to talk about this. I don't want to delay it. So, but Louis Vuitton has a laminated canvas. It's not real leather, right? It's canvas. It's for those of you who don't know what canvas is really fucking cheap. I paint on canvas. You can go and buy a roll of canvas. It's just cotton. Like the same thing that you make jeans out of, that you can get like a canvas tote bag, literally costs like a dollar, costs nothing. And then they laminate it, they coat it. They tell you what it is too, it's laminated canvas. They coat it with this like plastic, poly, whatever the fuck thing. And then they imprint their monogram on it and they sell it. I've not checked the prices on them, but they sell it for like $2,000. And people who make $20 an hour will go and buy this thing. They're exchanging hours of their life for something that really only costs them $5 to $10 to make it. They're spending hours of their life for something that really only costs Louis Vuitton like $10 to make. 100 hours of your life for a laminated canvas. That is what they've convinced us the value of your life is. 100. If I said to you, I will give you this tote bag that I just melted some plastic and poured it on, and you give me 100 hours of your life, 100 hours of your life for essentially what amounts to a plastic bag that costs the company $5 to make, you would probably feel really insulted, assuming you wouldn't smack the shit out of me. But people do this on the daily. That's 5 days. Give me 5 full days of your life, as in 24 hours, right? More or less, 5 full days of your life. 4 and some change, but just for illustrative purposes, let's just say 5 full days almost of your life. If you spread it out in the terms of the hours that you're actually earning that, right, the days, the work days that you're actually earning that, that's 12 and a half days of work. That's 2 weeks of work. Give me 2 weeks of your life. And bear in mind that typically when people go to work and they're working the 9 to 5, those 8 hour days, that day is more or less dedicated to preparing for that job and then resting for that job. So that really is about 2 weeks gone for a bag that costs the company $5 to make. And then what they do is through branding and marketing, they inflate the value, prey upon your insecurities. They prey upon humans' inherent need to be accepted. And they trigger your pain around your ego to sell you this undervalued plastic bag. And they are very successful at it. We are trading hours of our lives on meaningless things. We cannot buy these hours back. And we are essentially rendering our lives meaningless as a result. Shoes cost a dollar to make. They sell it to you for $80. It's 4 hours of your life for $1. If you're being honest with yourself, it's not what you paid for it. It's what that product that you purchased is actually valued at. So those shoes may have cost you 4 hours of your life, but they were only valued at $1. So you just traded off 4 hours of your life for $1. You traded off 12 and a half weeks of your life for that laminated bag, that Louis Vuitton monogram bag, cost them $5. So 2 weeks of your life, almost, they bought for $5. And what's worse is what people don't get is that you then throw in inflation, and people don't understand is when they inflate the value of fiat, of the money, it also contributes to the depreciation of the value of your life. I really need you to think about how money is used to obscure the real value of your time and your labor. It is an abstract measure of value. It is an intermediary that abstracts away the direct barter of goods and services, making it easy to trade away hours of your life without a direct correlation to the actual value of your life, thus rendering your life valueless. It creates a disconnect from the true value of your labor to the goods that you are purchasing. If I sell you a pair of shoes that I bought for a dollar, that it took me a dollar to make and I sell it to you. I'm not saying people shouldn't make a profit, but when it's so exorbitant, you really need to pause and ask yourself, do I want to do this? Can I actually afford this? Because maybe those $80 shoes shouldn't be purchased by people making $20 an hour. Maybe leave those $80 shoes for people who are, you know, they're putting their money in the stock market and the money is just making them more money. Maybe that's leave it for them because it's not their actual labor. If you're working a job that requires you to actually work, these items are not for you. And yet the people selling these high ticket items market them to the average person and they get the average person to buy that by exploiting their insecurities. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I take a $1 item and then I create a perception of value around it, I market it and I sell you a dream, that $79 markup is not a reflection on the actual quality of the product. It's not directly related to the production of the cost. You are paying a premium for you to feel better about yourself. You are spending the equivalent of hours of your life so you can feel better about yourself and so that you can control what other people think. And what have I said about trying to think and figure out and get into the heads of what other people are thinking? Most people can't even control the thoughts that come into their heads. Hello, intrusive thoughts, internal monologue. So you are buying into a company's sales propaganda that is triggering your internal monologue and then getting you to spend the equivalent of hours of your life in order for you to avoid triggering other people's internal monologue when it's literally cheaper to just not give a fuck. I need you to understand that if you work on viewing that piece of paper every time you swipe, if you understand that your time is finite, at least in this iteration, then you begin to take a step back and think before you hand over your cash. Do you need a $20 burger? Can you go to a farmer's market and spend your time wisely? Because I guarantee you, if you just go and make that burger yourself, it's not going to cost you 4 hours of your life to fry, you know, a burger, put a bun on it, put a cheese on it, and go about your day. And most of the time, it's definitely not going to cost you 4 hours of your life to get all the ingredients. And it's definitely not going to cost you 20 pounds to get the equivalent of that one sandwich. For the same 20 pounds or $20, you can get enough ingredients to make that burger, five of those burgers, which allows you to maximize your time. I really need you to critically assess what you are truly exchanging your life for. Keep in mind too, that if I sold you a $1 pair of shoes for $79, what I'm doing is I am buying your time while preserving my own time. Keep out the fact, like, if I want to start a business, a lot of the time, people who are starting businesses are going to the banks and they're getting money. They're not working for the money that they're using. I guess a loan, okay? And then when they do start a business, when they're charging you your labor, the money that they've used to start the business to sell you that good for your labor, 4 hours of your time, is not money that they physically earned in the same way that that $20, you know, spend is costing you. If it doesn't work out, the business doesn't work out, a lot of times, like these venture capitalists and stuff, they can just walk away and they've already spent the money. And here's the thing that goes back to, like, the bank bailouts and stuff like that. When banks give out money and engage in, like, high risk lending, and then they begin to fail, the government comes in and says these banks are too big to fail, and then they bail them out with your tax dollars, which is once again money that you earned, and you're not choosing how that's being spent. You don't get a bailout if all of you miss your paycheck or you get fired, but companies, corporations have more protection than the actual individual. And more importantly, I'll say this again, they can use that profit to buy other people's time and preserve their own time. If I have a business, and nobody's saying that you can't do the same thing, I think it's probably why it's better to be an entrepreneur than an employee, right? Because I can go get a loan, start a business, right? And then what I can do is then hire other people and maximize my time. If I pay five people to do work for me, and then their work generates me huge income, more income than I could have done on my own, think Jeff Bezos and all the Amazon employees, right? Each person that they hire is working towards a goal of making Jeff Bezos wealthy. Whereas that same individual that they're paying $20 an hour to work 8 hour days, the value of their life is just what they've gotten. But they have not done what they wanted to do with those 8 hours. Somebody has bought 8 hours of their life to get them to use 8 hours of their life to fulfill the goal, the ambitions of the entrepreneur. And as the entrepreneur makes more money, they can buy more of people's time in order to expand their goals and keep making more money and reach their goals even faster. And then the flip side of that is Amazon, for example. Every time you go on Amazon and buy shit you don't really need, that's money, that is hours of your life being exchanged for cheap goods that you don't really need, that then a company like Amazon, and I'm not coming for Amazon, it's the nature of the beast, and that's just a company that came to my mind right now, but they can use that profit to keep buying more people's time, to kind of build this business, to build the beast. You can use money that has been accumulated as a result of this sort of wealth inequality that is happening. You can leverage it to buy more time. You can also leverage it to buy more freedom, more leisure, more life experiences. Because while the average Amazon employee is working their 9 to 5, the executives, Jeff Bezos, for example, is on his yacht, is enjoying life. He's not really working. He has free time. And once again, I have to reiterate, this is not meant to discredit entrepreneurs. In fact, I'm saying if you can think about this and really let it settle in, you can understand why it's important for you to take a step back and not spend your money without thinking, and also perhaps start thinking of ways to become an entrepreneur so that the time that you spend is being spent on your life, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, you working towards more freedom, more leisure, and more rich and fulfilling life experiences. You determine what the meaning of life is, what the meaning of your life is. But if you continue to allow the devaluation of your life by accumulating goods, things that ultimately are overinflated and are not an appropriate reflection of the actual value, the intrinsic value of this property, you are rendering your life meaningless. You are rendering your life meaningless. If your life is completely surrounded by things, shoes, purses, I can look around and see a person who, if you're wearing all the name brands and you're working a 9-to-5 for minimum wage or $20 an hour, but your life is surrounded by name brand things, what that tells me is that you have traded hours of your life for valueless things. You need to be more mindful, more intentional as to how you allocate and spend your most precious resource, which is time. There's a movie called In Time. It features Justin Timberlake, and it came out, I believe, in 2011. I read the synopsis. It's starring Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried. It presents a dystopian future where time has become the ultimate currency. In this world, humans are genetically engineered to stop aging at 25. But after that, they're only given one more year to live unless they can earn, steal, or inherit more time. Wealth is measured in time, and the rich can live forever, while the poor struggle daily to survive, their lifespans ticking down to zero. Justin Timberlake plays Will Salas, a man from the impoverished time zone who unexpectedly receives a century of time from a wealthy man who is tired of living. However, Will is soon accused of murder and goes on the run with a hostage, played by Amanda Seyfried, the daughter of a wealthy time lender. As they navigate this unjust world, they become Robin Hood-like figures, stealing time from the rich to give to the poor, while challenging the corrupt system that controls the distribution of time. In Time directly engages with the critique that I just mentioned about the economic system and the valuation of time and labor. The movie literally takes the term time is money and explores the consequences of an economy where time is the ultimate commodity. But you see, it's being described as this sort of abstract thing, but I think somebody or someone observing our reality would almost look at our reality as a dystopia, because we can see the disparities that arise from such a system. It's the same abstraction, it's just you remove the intermediary, right? So the rich accumulate, and I mean the mega rich, accumulate vast amounts of time, right? What we call money, but money is time. While the poor are forced into this perpetual struggle just to survive. Oftentimes, when you're poor, your lifetime is also drastically shortened by the quality of things that you have available to you. Foods, stress, over-policing, discomfort, diseases that come from all of the above. If you're working a 9-to-5 every day just to be able to pay your bills and to take vacations 2 weeks out of the year, pause and sit back and ask yourself, are there things I can cut back on so I can get more control, get more value, get the true value of my time? There are people, and this doesn't just apply to people who are making $20 an hour. I know people who make six figures and they're stuck in the cycle of I've got to spend X amount of money to buy, a big house and to drive, a fancy car. But that big house didn't cost what you're paying for it, for them to build it. What you're doing is you're buying people's opinions of you, which are not worth the hours of your life, the days of your life, the months of your life, the years of your life that you are spending to get people to perceive you in a particular way. I understand needing to live in particular areas, but even that within itself is a trap set for wealthy people as well. So, like, everyone's suffering from this. Certain areas are not safe. And I believe that that's intentional because if things were appropriately allocated, if people were taken care of in the way that the government is supposed to take care of, we wouldn't have high crime areas that force people to live in, to pay more money to live in relatively safer places. That's another conversation. But even if you are in a nice neighborhood, do you need to have the extravagant house, the overexpensive, overpriced furniture, all of this? Do you need that? Do you need the BMW? Do you need the Mercedes? Your car is just something you sit in that's going to take you from point A to point B. There's a lot of things that a $20,000 car can do that matches what a $50,000 car can do, a $100,000 car can do. And I know people who, just to quote, keep up, are buying the prestige that comes with a label or a tag, when ultimately that's literally just a piece of metal that's shaped in a funny way that's symbolizing something, but it's not worth what you're paying for it. Those logos, those symbols are not worth what you're paying for it. Money is time. Every time you go to go spend something, ask yourself, is this worth 2 hours? Was this worth 2 hours of my life? Really use ChatGPT and go in and ask it, how much does it actually, what is the actual value of this item? What is the actual value? Like, beyond, if you remove branding, if you remove commercials, what is this actual value of this thing? Once you start pausing and reflecting, you can then start going, okay, then why am I doing this, really? Really take a step back and ask yourself, if I go to purchase this thing, without this piece of paper, without this card, without the symbols that are running our lives and blinding us from seeing what things actually are, if somebody says, give me 5 hours of your life for this piece of paper directly, if there was a machine, if there was a technology that allowed for this to happen, would you feel comfortable doing it? More than likely, no. So if you wouldn't feel comfortable just handing out hours of your life that you're not going to get back, then maybe pause and reflect. Thanks for listening.